Thanks, good brother.
Okay. Okay, we're going to do enough with the Kashrim Kalim. We got the general ideas. Let's get more to the practical adinim of actually this year is unique. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And then the Dinim of the Seder. There's a lot of practical things that people need to know. Normally, when Pesach is during the week, so then Erev Pesach, you have the Dinim of Erev Pesach, and then you have the night before Erev Pesach, you're searching for the Chametz. Erev Pesach in the morning, you make a Siyum for the firstborn, because they have to fast, so you listen to finishing of a Masechta. And then you have the time you could eat chametz, and the time you could burn chametz. And then, in a regular year, you have dinam, what you're allowed to do before midday, you're not allowed to do after halachic midday. For instance, on a regular day, a regular Erev Pesach, you have to take haircuts in the morning. You're not allowed to take haircuts in the afternoon. If you didn't, you're only allowed to take it through a non-Jew, you can't take it through a Jew. But that's only if you didn't take a haircut in the morning. The same thing, cutting nails, preferably should be done in the morning, but if not, you could do it, cut the nails the whole day. But this year is a little bit different, because everything's moved up, so to speak. So now, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So obviously, you can't burn the chametz. You can't... Now, technically, Shabbos should be the fast for the firstborn. But you can't fast Shabbos. And the din is... Once you, we mentioned this in the past, once you push off the fast, push up the fast, can't make a lady, can't fast on Pesach. So once you make it earlier, you don't make a fast on Friday. The only time you make a fast, when the only fast according to our calendar that can fall out on Friday is Asara B'Tavis. Like you did not long ago. Asara B'Tavis falls out on Friday, then you fast. But no other fast could be made, even Mashal Purim is on Sunday. So normally you fast at Erev Purim, Tainus Esther. So now you push it up to Thursday. So again, the fast for the firstborn is Thursday morning. You know, it's done before Bedikas Chametz. So Thursday morning, you have the Siyum for the firstborn, which, by the way, this year, halachically, is a little bit easier, halacha says, because it's a pushed-off fast. You know, the real day of the fast is Erev Pesach. But a pushed-off fast, halachically, is not as stringent as a fast on the day itself. So therefore, halacha says, if a firstborn has a problem fasting, they could redeem it with tzedakah, let's say, if they don't hear a siyum, the end of a masechta. So this year is a little bit easier, but again, the custom is you listen to an ending of a gemara, siyum a masechta, and then you break your fast. So that's Thursday morning. But by the way, those that are a bechor have to keep in mind that if you normally have a coffee before coming to shul, that Thursday you can't have a cup of coffee before shul because you need to hear a siyum. Until you hear the siyum, you have to fast. So you're not allowed to eat or drink anything, even water. You're not allowed to eat or drink until after davening when you listen to a siyum. So Thursday, basically, day is the ending of a mesechta after shachris. What? Can you do a Siyum through Zoom? This issue came up, by the way, as everybody knows, last year everything was in lockdown before Pesach. So everybody paskin then that you're allowed to hear it through Zoom. This year, the Rabbanim are also paskining that ideally you should come in person to hear it. Ideally you should come in person because this year you're able to come in person. You come in person. The problem is somebody can't, COVID, they're still afraid to, they're in quarantine, or whatever the story is. So then, if they're not able to come, then they can hear it through Zoom. Especially this year, again, like we said, it's pushed off fast, so it's halachically easier. See, if somebody has no choice, they can listen through Zoom. Otherwise, they should try to go in person to listen to a seal. Well, by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean Zoom. It could be even over a telephone. If somebody doesn't have Zoom, and they're making a seal, a mesecht in shul, and somebody hooks up with their cell phone listening to the siyum in shul, it's like Zoom. I mean, then again, if you have no choice, you could do it.
Last year you said
it
should at least be
Pesach. Yeah, Bechlal is brought down that even when you listen to a siyum, it's brought down you should still be part of the fast anyway. Give money to tzedakah for the fast. especially if you hear it through Zoom, so there's even a greater reason why you should be paid to it through also through tzedakah. It's a very interesting fast. It's a very lenient fast. According to many poskim, if somebody else is in a situation they can't hear or see, right, you should fast a half a day. Half a day is enough. I mean, halachic minute, like 1 o'clock. But it's a very... normally, you can't get out of any fast by listening to a siyum. You know, you can't get out of Yom Kippur by listening to a siyum or Tisha B'Av or Shavuos or B'Tammuz. Tanya B'Chayim is... It's not mentioned in Torah or in Tanakh that you have to fast. It's to commemorate that the firstborn Jews were also supposed to be killed and Hashem was kind to them. And, you know.
I know we went through the whole thing. How can you do Bedikat Hamas on Thursday but eat Hamas on Shabbos?
We didn't get there yet. We didn't get there yet. Okay, Thursday night. You do bedikas chametz, like we discussed the various different dinim about bedikas chametz. After bedikas chametz, and there's a lot of changes this year, slight changes. Bedikas chametz this year, after bedikas chametz Thursday night, you nullify the chametz like you normally would do after bedikas chametz. Okay, and when somebody nullifies the chametz, halachically you have to know what the words mean. It doesn't have to be in Aramaic. The reason why it's in Aramaic, because that's the language everybody spoke in those days. So everybody understood it. But if somebody doesn't understand Aramaic, they should say it in English. Or Farsi, or Spanish, French, whatever. But if you don't understand it, just saying the words don't mean anything. And it's interesting, the expression over there is, it should be kambotol ka'afro da'ara. Like the dirt of the ground. Why do you have to say the dirt of the ground? Why can't you just say like dirt? Why do you say dirt to the ground? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, because gold is also called afar. Even that today they say gold dust. But gold in Psukim is also called afar. So when you say it should be like afra, it should be like dirt, you don't mean, you want to clearly mean, I don't mean dirt of gold that I really want. Kavadar, like the dirt of the ground, that doesn't mean anything. When you finish Bidikas Chametz, by the way, all the stuff that you're planning to use on Friday or Shabbos has to be put away. Because you just checked the house. If somebody's going to take the Chametz that you put away and go through the house again, so then you're going to have to do Bidikas Chametz again. Because, again, you have Chametz all over the house. So the 10 pieces of bread that you have in the Bidikas Chametz, you have to put away in a safe place to burn Friday morning out of Pesach. Other chametz that you're planning to use, eat Friday night, Shabbos morning, you have to put away, and that's not included in the B'dikas chametz. So you know where it is, and that area is still not...
Everything, the whole chametz thing, the whole...
Well, we'll discuss what the practical way of doing Shabbos food.
We talked about the B'dikas, we went through...
No, but we didn't discuss this. Okay, let's jump the gun a little bit. Let's just jump the gun a little bit. Okay, normally you sell chametz erev Pesach at the end, last time when you're allowed to sell chametz, and then you can't sell it anymore. This year you can't sell chametz Shabbos. You can't make a kinyan with a goy Shabbos. Okay, so when do you sell the chametz? Friday, a day earlier. That means you're selling the chametz. Even though you're planning to use chametz Friday night and Shabbos day. Right? Now, so the problem is, I sell the chametz Friday, so how can I eat chametz as the guy's? I'm stealing from the guy. I'm eating chametz Friday night, Shabbos morning. It's not mine, it's the guy's. And the second thing is, when is the kinyan effective? Is it effective Friday? Then you can't eat chametz a whole Friday either. So therefore, in the shtar, it's an interesting thing. In the shtar, you add a few lines in different things. Number one, you write. There's also big machlekes in poskim how you write it. But one thing is you write, at least orally with the guy, or better is even written, that you write that the sale is effective right before Shabbos. OK? Because Shabbos you can't sell things. Shabbos you can't sell things. So therefore, you're selling it, but Friday you're still going to be eating a whole day. So you do everything with the guy in the morning, regular time. It says in Shchunat to differentiate between year to year. And therefore you sell the chametz, but the sale is effective right before Shabbos. And that's what's written in the document. Then, the question is, but the food, I'm going to eat Friday night a little bit, challah, and Shabbos morning challah.
Huh? Should be affected after
Shabbat. Not after Shabbat. Shabbos afternoon, you're not allowed to own chametz anymore. Erev Pesach midday, biblically, you're not allowed to have chametz made an hour earlier even. You're not allowed to own chametz. You can't sell it if you don't own it. Some poskim write, interestingly, that even though normally you can't sell something on Shabbos, because you can't acquire things, acquisitions on Shabbos, so some poskim write that you sell it Friday, and you do all the acquisitions with the various methods with the guy, and then you write that the sale is effective Shabbos late morning. Then everything you're eating Friday is still yours. The chametz you're eating Friday night is yours. The chametz you're eating Shabbos morning is still yours because you didn't sell it yet. When is the kinyan being effective? Shabbos right before the zman. But most poskim don't. With the minig is you don't do that, and you make the mechira Friday night right before Shabbos begins. But you make up with the guy again, verbal or better yet, is written in the document. No, with the kinyonim you made, but you tell him the kinyon is effective right before Shabbos. In other words, all the acquisitions are done in the morning. But the guy is told, when are you acquiring? Listen, I could sell you this today and tell you it's effective in a week from now.
Yes.
The acquisition, the gift is a week from now, the sale is a week from now, but I'm not doing anything in a week, right? I'm doing everything now.
But that means that the food that I'm eating Friday night and Shabbos morning is the boys.
Relax.
Okay.
Relax.
Yes.
Good. Take a deep breath.
Sorry.
Now, so what's the story? You make up with the guy also that any food that anybody's going to be eating on Friday night and Shabbos morning is not part of the sale. And you can even go further with the guy. That if they have leftover chametz, that is part of the sale. In other words, you make up with the guy, let's say you're going to have, this is a roll, yeah? And you're going to have the challah roll. But I'm going to only eat 3/4 of it. So what should I do with this? Ideally, halacha says, you crumble it up and flush it down the toilet. Because then it's also destroying the chametz. You're destroying it down the toilet. Okay? But what happens if you have a lot of chametz and you're only using part of it? So then you make up with the guy also that what they're eating is not part of the sale. What they don't eat is part of the sale. So when they finish eating, they put it away with the chametz.
Rabbi, even if you do eat on Shabbat, by the time davening is over, unless I heard that they have early minyan so that you eat the bread.
No, 1 second. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you daven early that Shabbos. The last time it happened, like this, we daven Shachar 7:30 in the morning. We're down by 9:30. This year you can eat chametz to 10:55, I think. Something that'll give or take a few minutes. 10:55. So you have a lot of time to go home and eat chametz. To make Kiddush and have a piece of bread that we'll discuss. What you're allowed to do. You can daven 12 o'clock Shachris, and you can't do that.
What's its option of not having the bread and have something else?
There are different options, but we don't have time. No, because it's a class at 8, so we all got to finish on time. But there are different options. Some people use egg matzah, and we'll discuss tomorrow more details. Normally, egg matzah is mezainis, so how can you use egg matzah for? Not everybody agrees with that, by the way. So again, the machlekes, but according to the Alter Rebbe, you could use it. You can do egg matzah, and therefore egg matzah is not chametz. So if your guy has little kids, you know, we wouldn't give each kid a little challah to be all around the house. So what some people would do then, the adults maybe will eat a small challah, but it has to be, we'll learn tomorrow, it has to be a size that you eat to the Shabbos with. It has to be a kibbutz, which is 2 ounces. And then the other kids, you give egg matzah, because even if it gets around the house, it's not chametz. Big deal. What?
What happens if the suda, you're going over somebody else's house? When they sell it to a goy, does that count for your leftovers? Also,
what you sell counts for even what you eat. What you eat belongs to you. Thank you.